What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner, Fluff Tube Edition. I'm joined with Tom Numbers. We're going to be working on some numbers today. I have fun with this. You know, it's called Gematria. Gematria, right? Am I saying it right?
Gematria, yeah.
Gematria. So, look, I'm a huge believer, and everyone knows this about me. I've done psychedelics. I've done things like that. I know this whole, I've researched a lot on Tesla. I'm big on numbers. I understand this whole universe is made of numbers. It's just, to me, it's fascinating. I find it absolutely fascinating. So I want to dive into that. And the reason I bring up psychedelics is because that's what I saw when I tore through the fabric of the universe and I saw all the cosmic math. It was like opening up a watch and like seeing all the inner workings in the watch. It was all numbers. That's what came to me. It was an amazing thing. So, folks, first of all, get your trim with Nino, baby. Trim with Nino. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for that miracle pill. But it may never exist. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth. It's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection. Better than most weight management products I've typically seen on store shelves. I use it and I'm trimming up, Tom. I'm trimming up, buddy. Tens and thousands of five-star reviewers. Can't be wrong. I'm one of them. You got to get on this, Tom.
Tell me the details, man. I can do it.
It's good. I only peddle what I use. Simply place your order now. Get 51% off, folks. 51% off. Get trim. It works fast. I don't know if you can see I'm losing weight. Yeah. All right, that's because I use the trim, baby. Trim with Nino. It's down in the link below. Hit it. Get started. They do sell out fast. Tom, I gave you some homework to do. Because I always wondered this. No, really.
This yes, is sir. You gave me some homework.
Yeah, so I want to tell my audience what the homework was. So I'm going to share the screen here just for a quick second. And I'm going to show my boxing record to the folks out there. So this is my boxing record. This is official. So it says inactive, 39 fights, 73 rounds, KO percentage 94.59, 37 wins, 2 losses. So folks, if you understand anything about my career, there's me as my handsome mug when I was young. Damn, it hurts to even look at that now. All right, so. My last, this was towards the ending of my career. I was, you know, there's a lot of things that happened to me in 2011. Tried to come back. It was an unsuccessful comeback. But what really got, and I'm not making any excuses here, but if you look at Darnell Wilson and Raymond Oching, two guys that I was predicted to beat, I should have beat. I blame it on myself. I take full responsibility why I did not beat them. But something very peculiar stands out to me when you look at this record. Now, these guys are supposed to be tune-up fights going into my next fight. But both of them, you can't script this. You can't mix and match this. It's crazy. 24 wins, 17 losses, and 3 draws. 24 wins, 17 losses, and 3 draws. Identical records. I had no idea about this. Didn't even pay attention to this. Identical records. Back-to-back. The mixing and matching of this, I couldn't play the lottery. And have the outcome like this. This is, to me, the chances of this mixing and matching is astronomical, right, Tom? I mean, makes no sense to me that they would have the exact same record back to back. And I lost to both these guys in the worst, you know, in the ending of my career. Very hard time in my life, by the way. But the fact that they both have this number sequence, to me, I don't know. It always bothered me. And I always wondered, is there something to this? So I asked Tom, is there something to this? Does it add up to anything? Does it mean anything? And as you can see, prior to that, I was undefeated. All these are wins and knockouts, all of them. And, you know, man, from gee whiz, that's crazy to look at. All wins, all knockouts, most first-round knockouts in anybody. And then, boom, towards the end of my career, I was about 34, 35 years old, bam. These two guys, identical records. It'd be one thing if they had 24-0, 24-2, something like that, but 24-17 and 3 draws. 24-17 and 3 draws. I I can't explain this. I can't explain this. So, Tom, I've been looking for answers.
Okay, let's give
Maybe
me some
you
answers.
Got some answers here for me.
Well, when you shared with this with me on I think it was Sunday, we were texting back and forth, and you were saying, "Hey, look at you know, like you just shared with the audience." So immediately, what popped out, and you noticed this, you did, you added 24 plus 17 plus 3, and that comes to 44. Obviously, we're going into, well, we're now in 2024, and I think 2024 is going to be the year that we've all hoped it's going to be. The final battle.
We're going to know. The good news is we're going to know. At least we'll know. Yeah. Whatever happens this year, we're going to know.
Exactly. We're going to know.
And don't say that name. Say Mr. T.
Mr. T in the White Hats. So B.A. Baracus, Mr. T. You should have fought him in Rocky 3. Anyway, but there you go. So you've got 17. Obviously, we know what that letter is. We won't say that. So that's interesting that there's a 17 there as well, and then you've got the 3. So this isn't mainly for you, but this is something I noticed. So I'll just add this bit when we're looking at the numbers. 173. So if you do 117 and 3, if you just look at it, 173. An interesting thing, an interesting side note, is from the date of JFK, his birthday. That was the 29th of May, and is when he passed, November 22nd. That's 173 days. So I saw that as well. So that's an interesting thing. But we'll just park that just over there. Now down to you, buddy. So this was at the end of your career, basically.
Yeah, this is it.
Now, what was your mindset going into these two fights? Where were you at?
Not the same as I was the 36 prior. I was highly emotional. Depressed, upset, chaotic. It was complete chaos. I was in a lawsuit. It was a mess. Mentally a mess of both fights. Just not knowing my left from my right. I mean, I mean, I was just a mental disaster.
Okay. So it was a bad place in your life at that time?
Most terrible.
Okay.
Most terrible. And that was just the beginning. That led into 10 years of just darkness. Yeah.
Right. That's really interesting, actually. It's funny as well, Brian Pauly, the fight you had before your thing.
Byron Pauly, yeah.
Sounds like Bo Pauly, but no, it's not. It's just
No, I didn't fight Bo Pauly.
Okay, so it was a bad time for you, and you said it was the death of your career, basically.
Absolutely. Pretty much. They didn't take my life almost. But, you know, 369 stitches, mind you, that's how many stitches I had. And then also, it completely took my career. I mean, I was never the same mentally after that. I was just, it fractured me into pieces.
Oh. So I remember we spoke about the 369. So obviously 369 are Tesla numbers, but that was a very emotional point for you. And I think if I remember right, that was in Scottsdale, wasn't it?
Scottsdale, Phoenix, yeah.
And Scottsdale in numbers is 118, which is the storm. It's also the awakening.
No way.
So you were having this death kind of experience. It lasted for 10 years, but in terms of your career, it was the end of your career. 118 was the first number I got back in 2015. My cousin's date of birth was January 18th. And I got these number codes all around the time in New York when I met Ivanka. And it's before I knew A is 1, B is 2. It's all before that, but I'd recognized the number. And he just died. And it was like, so it's interesting. You had a 118 and I had a 118. 369 are the Tesla numbers. It's someone that we both know that is important in the movement. It's their full name. I'll share that with you off screen. But okay. So 24, 17, 33. You had those together. That's 44 plus 44. So that 44 is faith. It's also hope. It's also Anon. It's also mask. But if you add 44 plus 44, it's 88, which is Mr. T. So that's what that value comes up to. But that's interesting because of where you've gone, where you are now. But you talked about it being a death moment for you. So the word death comes to 38. And it was your 38th fight, which was the nail in the coffin. And then you did one kind of at the end, 39, yeah. But you were done. You'd made the decision, you know, it was your death moment.
Yeah.
And so that, interesting enough as well, I mentioned my cousin Paul with the 118, his date of birth. January 18th. You're 118 with the stitches. He died at age 38. So did Junior die at age 38. So it's a death moment. It's a, but yeah, those two fights, it was the death. It was a changing of the guard for you. You know, you went through this really dark period. You fought your last fight. You had 39 is Angel.
And the 39th fight was basically just, I threw my back out and that was it. I mean, I would have kept fighting. I don't think I would have known how to turn it off. You know, okay. If I would have not thrown out my back and had emergency back surgery on my L4 and L5, I probably would have kept going. And I don't know what I would probably have punched a idiot right now. Just, I definitely wouldn't be doing this. I definitely wouldn't be doing podcasting. I wouldn't be doing any of this. I'd probably be strung out on drugs at the bar. I mean, it could have led to a terrible worse disaster than the 10 years that followed after those losses.
Yeah. It's interesting you say about your back. So back in numbers is 17 as well. And so the thing that you threw your back out, back, you know, the 17th letter, we know what that is. But even in the losses and fight, you know, the record of those two opponents, your death moment, because it was the 37th and the 38th fight, 38th death, and that was it. And then you had your kind of swan song at the end, but 17 is the word back, and you threw that out, you know.
That was the end all be all. That was it. That was like, you're not doing this anymore. No matter if you think you can, you're out. Like, God was making it very clear to me, like, okay, you can have one more fight. You won that one. You're gone. You're done. And then and I knocked him out in the first round. And when I ran to the neutral corner for them to start the count on him, I knew it was over. I was like, this is it. My back, my legs went numb, and I knew this is surgery. I knew instantaneously, like, my career is over. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
And even when they lifted my hand up at the end of the fight, I was like, I wasn't happy. I started crying because I knew this is it. I'm never coming back. I knew. So, it's interesting. I just always wondered, you know, you couldn't mix and match those numbers and get the same sequence. It's just impossible. So,
yeah.
For two opponents back to back to have that exact record, it always baffled me. Always baffled me. And I still feel there's more to it. I still feel, I look, call me crazy, whatever. But let's get on.
There's loads of levels to it. And it's your codes. It's your numbers. So you know there's more to it. And you've got a nice mug there.
It eats at me. And it's not even that I lost. The numbers eat at me. It's not the guys I lost to. It's the numbers. It's that sequence right there. That's what eats at me. It's just too it's too coincidental. There's just no way.
Yeah,
you can mix and match that a trillion times and never get that. I mean,
There's another one that's come up with it, you know. So you told me you worked it out 44, so it's 24 plus 17 plus 3 is 44, and then the identical record, so it's 44 plus 44, which is 88, which is Mr. T when you spell his full name. So that's, you know, that's his full name, comes to 88, and obviously you're doing this, I'm doing this, so there's a transition there. But also someone that we both know. So the key numbers I see with that with you is the 88 plus the 38, because the 38, it was your 38th fight, and then that was it, you were dead, and then you did your swan song at 39, but you knew it was, you know, by one punch, you knocked him out, and that was it. But your back went back at 17, the 17th letter. But if you do 38, so that death moment, there's someone that both you and me do shows with, and he talks about this, you know, there's going to be this near-death experience. And so get this for the numbers. If you do 88, so 44 plus 44, you got the 88. And then you got that other important number that comes up with it is 38. So it's your 38th fight. 38 comes to death. Also comes to change as well. So you didn't die, but you changed.
It was a death. It was a death.
Yeah, it was a death
for me.
Old world. Yeah.
At that time, after the knifing incident, after the two losses, the only regret I had was that I didn't die in the ring. I was supposed to die in the ring, and it made me, and people can say, well, that's pretty crazy, but I wanted to die in the ring. Right. And the fact that I woke up on the canvas and I was still alive, that was heartbreaking to me, because I would rather have died. That's how That's what a warrior I was, man. They called me crazy, called me whatever, but I was willing to die in there.
Yeah,
You
I
know.
hear you, man. Well, you said about break, it broke you, so it broke your heart a bit because you wanted to die in the ring. So you had those two fights. So get this. So your first one, 37th fight. That was your first one where you got knocked out. So 37 in numbers comes to the word break. And so, you know, you were broken. You had that break, you were broken. And then the 38th fight, 38 equals death. And so both of those things, it was like it broke you, it was a break, and then it was a death for the 38th fight. But if you do the 44 plus the 44 equals 88, and then you add 38, which is the 38th fight, which is death, which is change, balance, you add them together, it comes to 126, and 126 comes to 107. So, you know,
Interesting. Well, let's change gears a little bit. Enough about me. That was fun. Let's talk about coming into 2024. What we see now, be very vague here. It's FluffTube. You know, what do you see coming on for Mr. T? Do you see what do the numbers even work out to? What does 2024 even work out to? You know, what can you tell my audience?
So 24, first off the bat, there's a few emojis on people's phones, you know, WhatsApp, whatever, the emojis. There's not many dates on there or numbers, but there's one, there's a lot of buildings. There's about maybe 7 or 8 buildings that you can select on a WhatsApp and just send it as a house or a building or what, you know, church, whatever, a mosque. But there's one with the number 24. So I've been posting that in the last couple of days, just letting people see, oh, there's a 24. But there's no other buildings named 24, but that one is 24. Mr. T came down the escalators on 16th of June 2015, which was 5 days prior to when I met her in Manhattan. And she activated me really with the numbers. My cousin Paul had died about a week or so before. And Mr. T's Batman and some things. But anyway, so they came down the escalators on the 167th day of the year. 167 comes to the two words 24. So I think they were coding about that. I think they were coding. You know, they chose that day for a reason. I still keep going back to, I think I'll be vague. But there's an important day. There's an important thing supposedly going to happen in 2024. Whether we get to that in the way that people think is up for, you
In
know, anyone.
November, right?
Yeah, that one. So there's November rain and purple rain. Purple comes to 88 in the numbers, you know.
But where are
But
you
we've
getting
been
purple?
told.
Wait, but where does purple rain come from? I don't even know where'd you pull that out of?
Well, again, it's another emoji. So there's I was thinking of Gene Ho, and he's been talking about Prince and other people. And so there's two important. So when you said about November, there's two iconic songs that we all know. There's November Rain by Guns N' Roses, and then there's Purple Rain by Prince. And purple in the numbers comes to 88, which is the word for Mr. T. So that comes to 88. That comes to purple, you see. And so it's like, okay, if there's that thing in November. And you know, if we see a return, it's almost like a rain. You know, you play on words, it's like there's purple rain, but the other thing about it is the emojis. There's an umbrella with rain, and guess what color the umbrella is?
Purple.
Purple. Yeah. So my
So
point being is they're telling us
you
in
don't think you're looking
code.
into this just a little too much?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Really?
I hear what you're saying, but I don't at all. This is how it works, you know. This is how it works. So to go into maybe a clearer picture for people, there has been in English history and around the world, we've always been told to remember the 5th of November. That's the only date in history that we're told to remember. There's lots of important dates, but don't you think it's kind of funny and peculiar and maybe beyond coincidence that this thing in November has been picked for that day? The 5th of November. Like, that's interesting. And we've been told for years, since I was a little kid, we've had it in our mindset, remember the 5th of November. And see, the cat knows, you know? So there you go, Dr. Evil.
Yeah. My new buddy.
Yeah.
So I don't think it gets there.
I don't see
how it's possible. I know my audience doesn't see how it's possible. Due to all the guests that I've had on my show, all the research I've done, my instincts, my fighter instincts, I think we all know that it's going to look like it's going there and then the plug's going to get pulled. That's what I think.
Pull the plug, yeah.
And I don't think it's going to, and I think it's going to be the date that pulls it.
No. Well, if we say it's the good guys in charge, then, you know, they're in charge and they're doing maneuvers whenever they need to. And just like a cat's tail.
I got to get used to the cat. This is what they're very different than dogs.
Yeah. She likes you, or he likes you. So whether we get to that and have that, what people, you know, what's packaged on the tin is open to see what happens. I'm open to see what happens. But I do believe that somehow that date is really very significant for the history and future of the Earth. So whether it's I think there's something bigger coming.
This is it. This is for all the marbles, man. This is the deciding year. As Mr. Tia said, this is the final battle. This is it. I know everyone can feel it. I know I've had calls and texts like, man, I'm nervous about this year. I'm excited about this year. People are like, oh, boy, people are bracing. What do I do? How do I prepare? I see it being a year of I think there's going to be an element of chaos. I don't see how there cannot be. But it's going to come with the justice. I mean, and we know that infamous – we can't say the name of the list. I don't like to say it on Fluffy, but that list is coming out in the next few days. This is all very bad for them. And if there was no white hats opposing the black hats, none of this would be happening. None of this would even be happening. Pelosi would have never been properly taken out of the picture. There's just so much here that when you really look at it, it's obvious. It's obvious that we are in the fight, that we are in the game. And we're forcing them into moves that they don't want to make. And now it's at a point where they're going to have to do something desperate. That's what I see.
I agree. The you mentioned white hat. So white hat in numbers is 94, which is November. And so everything I think has been funneled and pointed to that.
You think this is going to go all the way to November? I mean, it could.
I think so. As with all of it, we've seen so many twists and turns and, you know, things pulled out of, like, where did that come from? So it's going to be a roller coaster. I think so. They've been doing things on the leap year. Okay. So leap years are significant. If you go back to 2012, there were significant things. The Olympics in London took place then, and there was a lot of stuff shown in that opening ceremony, in the closing ceremony, that predicted a lot of things that happened in 2020. Then you fast forward or you leap onto the next 4 years, which was 2016. And that was a crazy year. So we had Brexit in England. Interestingly enough, the word Brexit is 78, which comes to Kennedy. Mr. T got in office. He was never supposed to get in. We had all those celebrity deaths, stroke, you know.
Yes.
Had all that.
More to come.
And here in England, I don't know if you heard about it, Nino, but there was a soccer team called Leicester City, and they won the Premier League out of nowhere. They were 2,500-1 to win the Premier League. They were the worst team in the league, but they won it out of nowhere. So it's like the worst NFL team or the worst basketball franchise suddenly winning the NBA or the NFL just out of the blue with no rhyme or reason.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that all happened. That all happened in 2016. So it was a crazy year.
So is 2024 the same as that? Does it mirror 16 like that?
I think we'll get that. I think we're going to maybe see a lot of people come back in some way, I think. So we'll just see what happens with that. But then you go to 2020, and that was super crazy. It's the craziest year that any of us have ever experienced. So I feel that 2024 is probably going to be maybe a magnitude of, you know, in bonkersness, definitely with 2020, but probably beyond. But I don't say that in a fearful way. I think, like what you said, there's going to be chaos, but there's also going to be justice at the same time. And I firmly believe in that. What they've got planned, I don't know, but I'm ready for it. And I can feel it. I'm excited, but I'm also like, you know, what's going to happen? Because we were aware. I wasn't aware that 2020 was going to come in. You know, we heard the rumors for 2.5 months, and then all of a sudden it's like they're going to go ahead and do this. They're going to change the world. And we had to just get on with it and try and do best we could. And then all of us started channels, and, you know, and then the rest is history. I think 2024, it's a leap year. It's the final battle. I believe that it's going to be bonkers, but glorious at the same time.
You know, when I talked to Cliff High, you know, he's the one that invented that software that can kind of predict events with an luminosity with it. You know, like the delta and the relaxed state. I think that's how it goes. It goes in like the language of the internet, basically. And basically, he sees something coming that's in a luminosity of a 13 or greater. Which, wow. if 9/11 was an luminosity of like a 1, then he sees something coming due to the software that he created that's going to be a 13 or greater, from what I understand. Now,
wow.
I don't know if it's this year, but he says it's, I think he said it's soon. I'd like to get him on and clarify that again. So, Cliff, if you're out there, let's get back on it and let's talk about this. So, yeah, I might have butchered it a little bit. I probably did, but
what did he say about 2020? So if 9/11 was a 1, what was 2020?
Whatever's coming, though, 2020 and 9/11 are going to pale in comparison to what's coming. So the luminosity is a 13 or greater. So if you only compared the tragedy of 9/11 to as a 1 on the scale, then whatever's coming is going to be much greater. So I'll have him come on at some point and explain it all over again. You know, the interview's on ninoscorner.tv if people want to go check it out. But
it makes sense.
It does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. And I think we can all feel it. I think we all know something. I mean, we're due for it.
We are.
These people, you don't take on the most powerful people in the world and expect them just to go, oh, well, that was tough. That was a good game. We're going to go pat each other on the ass and go have a beer. It doesn't work that way. They're going all in. And they're going to make sure they're going in to win this. And they're not going to just, oh, God, nice try. Maybe next time. That's not what's going to happen. We need to understand that. That's not what's going to happen here. This is their whole existence.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the fight. It's the death rattle. It's they'll be caged and it'll be crazy. But I do all along. It's like I thought 2020 was glorious for most of it. I mean, it was inconvenient, a lot of it, but there's also many great things. And I know a lot of people had hardships during it, but I thought it was an amazing period of growth and acceleration and revelations and downloads, etc. And I'm hoping, and I believe that probably, I've said it before, but I think probably on an order of magnitude, and maybe to use Elon Musk's words, an order of magnitude, i.e. 10 times bigger. I think 2024 will be 10 times bigger. What it is, I don't know. I do think we'll maybe see some people come back, though. I do think that.
I've talked to Daniel Brinkley. He says 2025 is going to be a year of where we can expect some kind of solar flash or solar, you know, what he saw when he got struck by lightning and crossed over to the other side.
Yeah.
Danian believes that there's going to be some kind of shift in consciousness in 2025 that happens due to the sun basically having a flash or a solar flash. I just interview these people, but I mean, it's still that year stands out to me, 2025. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot that happens in 24, but I can still see 2025 even being an even bigger year than 24, and so on and so forth.
Oh yeah, I think it will. This final battle will happen, and we'll see how that all turns out. And then I think each year, if we're rebuilding the planet in a much better way, then I think each year is going to be building upon the next. So it's probably jumping up 10 times each levels, you know. So
you know much about the Schumann resonance? I know that that's been you know, skyrocketing, hasn't it?
Yeah, I looked into it early in 2020, and I think is it 13.31 or something like that. 13, it comes up to it, was one of the levels, and it's interesting to say about. I don't know Cliff's the luminosity part, but you've mentioned it saying that's at 13, and I haven't looked at Schumann resonance for a while, but I remember that 13 was a key thing for them. And 13 is a good number, you know, but they knew that, so that's why they captured it. But all the numbers and frequencies are being returned.
They capture everything. They capture the rainbow. They capture certain numbers. I mean, all of it is turned to what they want it to be.
Everything. Everything's inversion.
The P symbol is an upside down cross, a broken cross.
Yep. Everything. They literally just at a fundamental level. That's what lies are. It's telling you the opposite of what things are. That's what that's basically when you boil it down, it's like inversion is a complete reversal of what it is. It's like, and we're seeing it more and more. It's like, you know, people being, you know, Mr. T getting arrested and all the rest of it. It's like, well, it's obvious for people that can see it. They're like, well, he's a good guy, but then others need to see it. And it's the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite. And it's become start to light 125, you know? So inversion 125, but then to reverse it is 125, time travel 125, dark to light 125. You know, it's their numbers are the same, but it's like, take your pick. You want to do negative reverse stuff and screw up the world and everyone's lives, or do you want to do the exact opposite and do good polarity and grow, you know?
Yeah. Have you worked out anything with Biden on 2024? Like, is there any numbers you've worked out with him on there?
So Joseph Biden comes to 107. 107 is an important number. 107 is Trump's.
Yeah.
107. You drop the zero, you know. 107, Joseph Biden is military. And it's like, okay.
Interesting.
Well, what? And then he was, what's the name of the studios in, I can't, I done it ages ago, these California studios where they were saying they were filming stuff, you know, from the different inaugurations and all that stuff. But studios is 107 as well, which is military, which is quantum, which is Aquarius, but is also Joseph Biden. And posting back then, it's got him in his pocket, you know, and that's what the world is being shown bit by bit with all the falling up.
Mr. T.
Sorry, Mr. T, yeah, Mr. T. B.A. Brackish, you know. So, Joseph Biden is 107. This is the other thing as well. So we talked about leap years. Have you seen the film Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio? And
I have a long time ago. I don't remember it, though. I don't really remember it. I'm sure I saw it. I know I've seen it.
It's all about dream levels. So they're going in dreams within a dream within a dream, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a spy espionage, but with this element of, are they in reality or are they in a dream? And there's dreams within dreams. Anyway, there's a part in the film where they talk about the kick, which wakes them up. You know, if you're asleep and you fell, if you're falling asleep on a chair and you fell off, you'd wake yourself up. It's like a built-in response. And they call that the kick in the film. But the word kick is 34, which is grace, which is leap, which is Biden, but on the good side, it's also DJT. And so we're going into a kick year, a leap year, 34, grace year. On the bad side, a Biden year, but he's going to be revealed for what he is. And on the good side, a DJT year, a 34, which is grace, which is kick, which is leap. So a leap year is really important. That's why they choose all this, you see. And I haven't done too much history from beyond 2012, but I'm sure you can see there have been significant things that the black hats were doing on leap years, you know? And so the white hats took that. Like, it's the art of war, you know? We're going to use your momentum on yourself and we're just going to flick you that way. And then your whole bad momentum brings the whole house down. And that's what's going to happen. So I'm excited to see what's coming.
This year is going to be the year?
Has to be. I mean, and we, you know, so long, I keep saying, I've been saying it for months and months and months, but that year, that day of November 5th, whether I agree, we probably won't see what we think has been advertised on the tin, but that date has been set in stone for some reason. It's biblical. It's in my history here in England, which is, you know, seeped around the world. People know that phrase, you know, remember the 5th of November. Even it's on the 310th day of the year. So it's usually the 309th day of the year, but because of the extra day, the leap year, it happens on the 310th day of the year. And people that maybe, I'm not religious, but I know biblical stuff, but I believe in God. I believe in Christ, but I don't necessarily know There's so many things that have been told us that are falsehoods. I just want to know what the truth of everything is, so I don't get hung up on it. But yeah. There's a scripture in the end of the Bible in Malachi 3:10, and it talks about the windows of heaven being open to the people and God pouring out a blessing upon people. And that's Malachi 3:10. And it's like the 310th day of the year is November 5th next year. 3:10 to Yuma, that's a film. He kept going down to Yuma, the wall. He could have gone anywhere else on the wall, but he kept going down to Yuma. Yuma 310, he kept pointing out, telling us, 310, what's 310? Well, 310 is one value is the quantum financial system, 310. Malachi 310.
Do you think that's going to happen this year, that the financial system just gets wrecked? Or it's finally unplugged?
So. I think so.
10 days of darkness, the whole thing this year?
I think so. Yeah, I think it will start. That's the other thing as well. So you've got, I say there's two dates. There's the remember the 5th of November, but then a week later, there's Remembrance Sunday. I think that's Veterans Day in the US. But on November 11th, Remembrance Day, it's a week later. If you do November 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, you know, that's a week or 8 days if you include both of them. But it's like there's remember, and then there's that post that talks about a week to remember. When could that be? You know, it's like I think it starts November 5th and it runs to Remembrance Day, the 11th. And whether it's a week of darkness or the 10 days of darkness or even 17 days of darkness all the way up to when JFK went, because there's 17 days between November 5th and November 22nd in 1963. There's 17 days there, yeah. You know? Everything's been placed. Everything's been put in our plain view for many decades and centuries, really. And now we didn't really, and you know, and then it's like a pop-up book. It suddenly pops up. It's like, what's heck? Oh, wow, this is this, you know?
Sorry, the cat.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. So anyway, he wants my attention.
What's his name?
Stryker.
Stryker, there you go. Footballer, Stryker. You should do a show. You're a sportsman. You should do a show with. So I know two strikers that are truthers here in England. So Matt Letizia and Ricky Lambert, and they're both truthers. They're like you and me. They speak up, and they were both strikers, soccer strikers, and they're on the same page as us. You should do a show with them, Nina.
Yeah, yeah. Hook it up. Well, let's call it here. I got another show with SGN on right now in 10 minutes. So,
okay.
Tom Numbers, everybody, where can they find you, Tom?
So if you just type in Tom Numbers on YouTube, Tom Numbers Site Club, I've got Tom Numbers Top of Your Game as well, which is my new channel, but my big one, about 85,000 on YouTube. So just go and click and subscribe. If you subscribed already, just check you're still subscribed, yeah. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, All right, Tom, thank you so much for joining me. I'll get you back on here in a couple of weeks. Let's keep having updates on this stuff.
Good stuff.
All right, Tom. Later.